investigated as arson. Anywho, after that happened, the media took another stab at Fredde Nerman, you know, plastering him with face and name and everything, saying that the Nazi leader's house burnt down. And then you have these, you know, Finspång aspiring people talking about the motive behind burning it down. They're speculating that maybe it's us, the movement, that are trying to, you know, scare him by burning his house down. I don't know. These people are fucking insane. You know, how they've been plastering him in the media and then accusing us of burning his house down. That's how, you know, strange it is. But nonetheless, he is in a precarious situation with, you know, losing everything, or they lost everything they had in this fire. So we had this fundraiser for a comrade that has been, you know, loyal and fighting the hard fight for many years in a movement. And he reluctantly agreed to have this fundraiser. But I was also going to add that this account that has been posted in the article, I will be removing it, it has been closed down by the bank, wouldn't you think? You know, as if you haven't been through enough. Now your bank account is closed, you know?
What, did they close his account?
Yeah, it's closed. So there no donations can be transferred right now with this account anyway. So what I recommend is for...
What about all the that were already made?
Well, that's locked in the account then. So it has to be transferred to another account. That's what I'm thinking anyway. I don't know if it's been transferred already. But the only solution, I think, is to call for cash donations. If you have any cash donations for Nordic Frontier or for our movement, you can choose to donate them to him and his woman. And, you know, make it out to Nerman in the letter so that we know that it's for him. Because, you know, this is going through a lot. This isn't, like, he's been doxxed a long time ago, so it's not about that. But to have your house burnt down and then having the enemy media, you know, speculating bullshit about you and, you know, putting basically a target
on your
back.
But how is that even legal? Like, you shouldn't, like, in Sweden, you can't just close a private individual's account.
No, but, you know, they'll have any excuse you want, you know. They're funding terrorism because he's connected to the Nordic Resistance Movement. They can make up whatever they want. There is no law. There is no justice, you know. It's only us and, you know, fighting for a cause.
And also, I have a comment how you phrase things, Andreas. You said they know that he wasn't home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't assume that. Maybe okay. They assumed he was there.
Oh.
You know, maybe they tried to attempt an assassin. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you assume that they knew?
Yeah, they couldn't be
home.
Sure that no one was home. Yeah, for sure.
No. So
I just saw it as they took the opportunity, but maybe they were just burning it down.
No, I mean that. I mean, we sitting and speculating. That's all we can do. But I mean, I would say it's fair to assume also that they knew he was there. And also, I was also assumed that if that's the case, you know, we have, I'm not going to name names, but there has been people very high up in the political sphere saying they're going to do everything to stop us. Mm. I don't know what that means with everything. Is this everything?
Yeah, this is part of everything.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I try to understand, what they're thinking or their actions or non-actions, I will say in this case too, if they're going to do any criminal investigation or not.
But I'm still the bank thing, like, it shouldn't be like that. That's the thing that I find. It's like when people tell us that, oh, there's no conspiracy and stuff, like, explain this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, explain this. If there is no conspiracy against people who have the wrong opinions, then how do you explain this?
Yeah,
that a guy who is receiving money to get his life built back up together after someone burned down their house.
After they doxed him. After they put the target on his back as well.
Has their bank account shut down.
Mm. You wouldn't believe it if you weren't part of this movement, you know. Mm. Once you go on the inside of this stuff, nothing is unthinkable, you know, really. So the only thing you can do is to support him and make sure that these kinds of attacks don't have the intended effect that they're trying to, you know, impose. You make sure that he's all right and he's ready to fight. That's what you should be doing. So we're calling for international support. People that feel for this kind of stuff should put some shekels aside and send them in cash to the address that is posted on nordicresistancemovement.org under donations.